thank you so much for your attention. Welcome back to City Club. Thank you especially. You know how much we appreciate public service at the City Club, and we want to recognize a few of those public servants and elected officials who are here today. So please join me in welcoming Madam President of the Cook County Board, Tony Preckwinkle. I will say I have quite a list, so if we could hold your applause, that would be great. Because this list is important to share for so many reasons, not only electeds and some of the others that you all understand is what makes up City Club and lets us do what we're doing here. So thank you to Alderman Timmy Knutson. Thank you to Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor, Cook County Commissioner Bill Lowry, Deputy Mayor Kenya Merritt, Commissioner Sierra Boatwright, City Club Speaker, Deputy Governor Grace Howe, Deputy Governor Martin Torres, and then of course you're going to hear from these two gentlemen soon, but Chancellor Juan Salgado and Dr. Eric Makaitis from Cook County Health. Thank you to those public officials. I'm sorry if there's anyone elected I missed, please yell out. Otherwise, I'm Commissioner Anaya. Thank you very much. I saw the back of your head. Excuse me. We love and we are doing so much more with academia these days. As I mentioned, some of the universities that are in the room, we also have leaders of those universities. Dr. Mark Reed is here, former City Club Speaker from Loyola. Chancellor Mari Lynn Miranda, of course, from UIC. We've got University of Chicago, UChicago Health, always partners with City Club and so much that we do in the University of Illinois system, who are also civic level members of the City Club, as well as Hope Chicago. Education is what is bringing us here today, but really makes this city work. So thank you again to all of you for being here. Again, as we reimagine City Club, we're pulling these different folks from different institutions and different sectors together, and there's very few places that you get all of this philanthropy, academia, government, business, all together in one place, and of course community members, people like Blue Pacheco Cornejo is doing some great things on the west side, Christina Rice with Global Girls, and some leaders who have been here for years and are coming back. Austin Goolsbee is here. I guess he falls kind of into the public sector, private sector. Austin, thank you, and hopeful future City Club Speaker. Shameless plug. Kelly Welch is here. Kelly's been here many times for many reasons and has done so much for this city. Thank you, Kelly. Jackie Gomez is here. Matt Tully is here. These are the folks that make this city work. Michael Fosnock is here. Bill Brodsky, where are you, Bill? Bill's done so much with Marilyn Gardner and then all the folks at Navy Pier. Aisha Jacko, David Doig. These are people, again, you all know. You all are doing your part in your various sectors to move this city forward, and I'm sure I've missed a whole group of you, but these are our friends. This is what makes City Club. We have our civic level members. I mentioned Clayco, the McCormick Foundation, Stiefel, MacArthur Foundation, Chicago Community Trust, the Joyce Foundation. These are our civic level members who are helping really not only become what we are, but also bring ideas, bring programs, work with us to do so much more. So thank you all for showing up. Thank you for being involved in making City Club what it has become. It's clear to me that because you are all in this room, there's something right going on. And I know there's so much more to come because of all the partnerships that we're forming here and all the good that's happening. We don't just come here to talk and move on. We come here to listen to all the great things that are happening, let you all share it, and we hear your ideas, we hear what you bring to us, and we're happy to do this, move Chicago in the right direction for all of the right reasons. So thank you, and thanks to the Pritzker-Traubert Foundation. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, of course, Penny and Brian and your whole team for working with us on this and for your investment in Chicago and so much that is going to come out of today and beyond. Let's do a quick video, if we could, to sum up what we're gonna be talking about, and then we'll introduce our guests of honor and eventually our panelists. Okay. Thank you. These two need very little introduction. Their mark on Chicago is undeniable. Chicago and the country, and some many would argue the world. It's an honor to have them here at the City Club. I think they're just beginning in changing the face of this city and moving things forward. So please join me in welcoming back to City Club the Honorable Penny Pritzker and Dr. Brian Traubert.
Penny, what a room, what a room, what a room. We have, I mean, what a phenomenal room full of people that we love and respect. And so thank you all for coming out. It means the absolute world to us. You know, Penn, when I was having lunch, I kept up looking at that picture you had just taken yesterday, and yet they had my high school picture up there. So so hopefully I'll get equal time someday with a...
You know, I've always said you're always your best when you're 17.
So, okay. I'm Brian Traubert, and this is the really quite incredible Penny Pritzker. So we're really happy to be here. The first thing I want to do is to thank City Club for having us here and to be able to tell this story. Dan, I really do want to recognize you and your team. I mean, this is what a comeback. This has been a reinvention. And in a very short time, you have made City Club an essential part of the Chicago conversation and a civic fixture. So thank you for bringing this back. So let me just a few introductory remarks. I'll turn it over to Penn. So Pritzker Traubert Foundation was started over 20 years ago. And our kids were toddlers. And we made not the most remarkable observation, but that seeing them and the life that they had, it was apparent to us early and quite obvious. The observation was that there is potential and talent everywhere in Chicago, and opportunity is not nearly as widespread. So from that moment on, we made that one of the goals and focuses of our foundation. And we know that philanthropy cannot, and frankly should not, but you cannot from a scale point of view, do what city, county, state, and federal government should and can do. But we learned that philanthropy could move fast, could innovate, could fill gaps, could take risks, strengthen institutions, and enable talented leaders. And that's what this is all about. So this work is personal for Penny and me. This is our home. And we have a multi-generational commitment to Chicago. Not only folks who went before us, but our kids and their spouses and our four grandkids call Chicago home. And so what we've learned, and we've learned it from many, many people in this room, that a sense of home means the instinct should be to stay and try to fix problems, not move away from problems. And it's simply the more Chicagoans should access the resources, the opportunities, the on-ramps that they need to lead fulfilling and stable lives. You just saw that video, and I can tell you there's an intense personal resonance here for me. A generation before me Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital, which is now part of Rush Medical Center, accepted an application to their nursing school from a young woman who was the daughter of recent immigrants. And then there was a guy who had dropped out of college to join the Navy and go to the Pacific during World War II. And when he finished his service, Loyola Dental School and the GI Bill gave him a shot, and he found a career. And it seems to me the circle just keeps going on. That's what happens in Chicago. People come here for opportunity, and this program, I think, is about the very thing. But that's my family, and that was our entry into the middle class of America. So, anyway, for this reason, we're honored to expand our commitment with our newest initiative, Chicago Talent Challenge, and announce our first winner. Health Catalyst Chicago is a groundbreaking partnership between City Colleges of Chicago and Cook County Health, built around real jobs and real workforce needs. We know the healthcare industry needs talent. Federal data tells us this. You probably all saw the report recently that the only area of growth in jobs that came out, that sector of the economy that grew, was in healthcare. Partners tell us all you have to do is talk to anyone in this room about the talent shortage. And so you've had to have a reliance on high-cost staffing agencies to try to fill frontline care roles. At the same time, we know that City College's graduates are essential to our region's healthcare workforce, but too often they face barriers, and those barriers are connecting their credentials to good, stable healthcare jobs. And this program helps address that. So Health Catalyst brings these institutions together, filling 1,000 jobs over the next 3 years. For us, Health Catalyst reflects exactly what we hope for with the Chicago Talent Challenge, that we would find a clear path from education and training to a job and a career and measurable impact for people and for Chicago. Penny's about to tell you about the model Health Catalyst is pioneering and why it's so important. But I want to conclude my remarks by saying that during a time of uncertainty, it is so inspiring and reassuring to be in this room of incredible, passionate folks that share our commitment to Chicago and to making Chicago a better place. We all know cities like Chicago are complicated, and they only work when we recognize and act on our interdependence and obligation to each other. Quite simply put, we're all in this together. Thanks. Penny?
Bri, you know, you can tell why I love to partner with Brian, and what a great leader he is of the Pritzker-Traubert Foundation. I love our partnership in so many ways, and especially the work that we do at the foundation. I really want to start by thanking Cindy Molas and Andy Biedemann and our foundation. We talk about what we aspire to do, but they actually make it happen. And so these are really folks that I have enormous, enormous gratitude for everything that you do to benefit our city. So thank you. And of course, I want to, like Brian, give a heartfelt thanks to everyone in this room. You know, it's rooms like this that remind us, as Brian said, why Chicago is such a remarkable place. It's just extraordinary because we all come together and we do work together and we know each other and we care about each other and we all are dedicated to our city, and that is something that you can't bottle. It's something that we create over and over again. As many of you know, for many decades, I've focused some of my efforts and much of my work on workforce support issues, whether it's in business or in government, whether here in Chicago or nationally. This is an area of tremendous national challenge and also of deep importance to me. As people who have been incredibly blessed, Brian and I feel a real obligation to do more to help more Chicagoans to find their way to economic opportunity. You know, one of my predecessors at the Department of Commerce, the late Commerce Secretary Ron Brown, said it so clearly. He said, "It is our responsibility to leave the ladder down for others." And I fundamentally believe that at my core. We all know something very fundamental. When someone gets training and support, they need to land that first job that leads them on a pathway to a career. It doesn't just change their life. It changes their family's trajectory. It strengthens their community. And frankly, all of that makes Chicago a stronger and better place. And what we've learned from many years of investing in workforce development is that collaboration is the single most important tool that we have. Having a strong program isn't enough. Having incredible institutions with leaders that are working tirelessly for others is just not enough. To have lasting impact, especially at scale, requires employers, educators, and community partners to come together, to work together, to turn opportunity into real jobs and pathways for fine careers. But collaboration, it's hard. It's really hard. But it's never been more important. And it's something we in Chicago know how to do. But with the growth of AI or the shifting federal policies and our aging population, all of this is converging to place greater demands and pressures on workers, employers, and educators. So let's be honest. There's a lot of fear and trepidation of what the future of work is going to look like because of the speed of technology and the speed of change that's going on. However, I firmly believe to successfully navigate this moment requires bold ideas that come from the collaboration of our best institutions, our best employers, and our philanthropic sponsors, as well as our government and city and county and state officials. That insight is at the heart of why we created the Chicago Talent Challenge, CTC as we call it. It's not about funding one organization or one idea, but rather it's about rewarding exciting concepts that propose viable collaboration that can scale and be sustainable. Scale is critical to make a difference, to help as many people as possible. But collaboration is essential to have reach. And to have lasting impact, there has to be a sustainable business model to support the commitment that all the players are making towards that effort. So to have the size of impact our city needs, programs that help thousands, not hundreds, means bringing together educators, employers, public systems, and community partners working together, targeted at a specific sector of the economy, to help thousands of Chicagoans find their way to good jobs. So we designed CTC to try and intentionally address this problem. We made this an open call so that we would hear the best ideas to try and achieve the goals that I just laid out. So I just want to thank everybody for joining us today and for the work that you do every day to make our city stronger. So with that, I'm really excited about our panel, and I want to invite them up here, and you're going to hear directly from the leaders of this program. So please join me in giving them a round of applause.
Thanks, Judy. Have some fun. Love you.
All right. This is the best part. So I'm going to start with a brief introductions, because these are three leaders I think everyone knows, but just to remind us all, these are three people who live at the intersection of education, healthcare, and economic opportunity in Chicago. So to my right, I have Chancellor Juan Salgado of the City Colleges of Chicago. In the middle is Dr. Eric Mikaitis, who is the CEO of Cook County Health. And last but by far not least, and extremely important, Krista Correll, who is the president of U of C Medicine. So welcome, everybody. So I'm going to jump right in. I want to start with you, Chancellor Salgado. You've been at City Colleges since, I can't believe it, 2017, but you've done so much. And you've led a very ambitious agenda to improve student outcomes. And Brian and I have been fortunate to work with you on some of the programs that you focused on. So, but talk about your vision here. Why are you making such a major push now into healthcare, and how is Health Catalyst, which is this new partnership, how's it going to work?
Yeah. So first, Penny, I do have to say thank you to you and Brian for your support, whether it's tech programming, the work we did with 1 Million Degrees. You all have been with us throughout my journey here at City Colleges of Chicago. But look, we're on to our five-year plan, and it's all about being bold. Quite frankly, we are looking at major solutions to the challenges that our city faces. When we think about, you know, the conversation we had with Dr. Mikaitis, more than 1,000 jobs, they're right there. And guess who we need to fill them? We need our students from the south and west side of the city, students that are going to remain in Chicago, in Cook County, as a result of these stops. Students that, at the end of the day, are going to be the population we are looking for to advance our city into the future. And so, of course, you know, our immediate response to those 1,000 jobs is, what do we need to do to help you to fill them, right? And so we're taking the direction, the six career paths that we have identified. They're all areas that Cook County Health has said are a high need for them, right? And then we're saying we need to make sure that we're not just filling jobs, we're adding capacity. We're not taking away from another health system. We're actually adding six new cohorts, you know, on an ongoing basis, right? We're adding new facilities, not just at our Malcolm X College on the west side, but at Kennedy King College. And, by the way, importantly, at Provident High School Hospital, so that we're using our collective resources to make sure that at the end of the day, if you're one of our students and you're looking out at this incredible healthcare career that's going to provide for your family, ensure quality of life, and, by the way, reduce life expectancy gaps, save college, you know, have equity in your home. All those things come from these jobs. And so for us, it's simply about now telling our students, this is going to be a seamless experience, right? You're not going to feel the training provider and the employer. You're going to feel a team. And you said something that's really important when you were speaking. You said we care for each other. You know what our students need to feel more than anything? That the city cares for them. That the institutions that are working here are working for them. And that's what Health Catalyst Chicago is all about.
I feel for you. It's hard to follow.
It's my best. So, may I call you Eric?
Of course.
Thank you. Eric, Cook County, you know, it's widely known as a safety net provider, but it's one of the region's largest employers also. And every employer I know is thinking about talent strategy right now, particularly against the backdrop of technology, AI, change, uncertainty, et cetera. So how do you think about Cook County's health role as an employer and as an economic anchor? And what does this new partnership, Health Catalyst, make possible for your organization?
Absolutely. So before I dive into that, I do just want to take a minute to thank and recognize a few people, starting with President Preckwinkle. You know, when I went to her with this idea about expanding and leaning in on education, she, you know, as she often does, shared her background as a teacher and how important this work really is. As well, our CCH team, a lot of people in the room help bring this to fruition. Thank you to all of you and everything you do every day to make sure that our patients get the care that they need. And thank you as well to your foundation. This, the investment and the trust in this partnership is truly incredible. And thank you, of course, Chancellor, for the conversations that we've had in the planning and the partnership. You know, we have national data that we're heading for a shortage in the next 2 years of over 100,000 individuals, a need to fill in the healthcare space. That means missed opportunities for gainful employment. That means decreased access for patients who need care. CCH is seeing those same shortages, those same challenges. And we've done a lot of work over the last 2+ years. You know, we started with over 2,000 vacancies at Cook County Health. We've worked that down now to about 1,600. We've also chopped our agency utilization in half. And for those who don't know what agency is, it's basically a third-party company that comes in and provides temporary staff to fill those vacancies that you can't fill. We've been able to cut that in almost half. And unfortunately, you pay a premium for that. It comes at a cost of about 1.5 times hiring somebody into your own team. It's not sustainable. Now, we'll probably never get completely rid of agency, but you know, we have to work, and there's a lot more work that we need to continue doing. And sharing all of that, it's frustrating that we also at the same time have incredible retention rates. Our turnover rate is only at 8%. And when you look at healthcare across the country, that number is closer to 18%. Right? So it's not a matter of people staying at Cook County Health. When they join our team, they tend to stay. It's a matter of getting them in the door. Right? So that's kind of more the brass tacks, the numbers behind it. The other piece that I think is even more important, at Cook County Health, we treat the second most diverse population in the country. And we know that health outcomes are related to what your treatment team, who your treatment team is, right? Their background, what communities they've come from, their lived experience. And when that matches up with your patient population, you have more trust, you have more adherence to treatment plans, and you have better outcomes over the long term. So it really isn't an option. We have to have a healthcare workforce that reflects the communities that we serve. So this partnership and this investment, it's going to help us strengthen our workforce at Cook County Health. It's going to offer career paths to individuals, meaningful, gainful employment. And as we heard in the video in your comments, that just not just the individual, right? It's the family, it's the community that they serve. And I believe in the long run, we're going to see better health outcomes for the people who come to us for their care.
Krista. I call you Krista.
Of course.
Okay, so, you know, Krista, a number of things compelled us about this partnership, but one was the role that you at University of Chicago Medicine have played, because you have piloted, in essence, this kind of training, having placed nearly 200 medical assistants in just 2 years. And it was that data, as well as the commitment that this was going to be an enduring effort long after we're no longer involved. Those were two really important facts. But Krista, what inspired the University of Chicago to embark upon this partnership and the one you did before, you know, the early pilot? And what do you attribute its success to, and what did you learn?
Thank you for that, and thank you all for allowing us an opportunity to come today and share with all of you our experience with City Colleges, which has been a long, withstanding relationship. First of all, congratulations on the award of the grant today. It is an incredibly inspiring moment to see the ongoing commitment to give back to healthcare, to ensure we are providing a foundation for our educational systems to come into the healthcare environment, and more importantly, to give back to our communities throughout this entire process. This year marks our 10-year anniversary of our partnership with City Colleges. The genesis of the partnership came from the workforce shortage that we've all been talking about this afternoon. We knew 10 years ago that the shortages that we were facing across critical occupations, the backbone to our clinical care team, these shortages were not going to be temporary. They were here to stay. Strategically, we had to change our approach. Up until that point, we were just competing with one another in the Chicagoland space with other healthcare systems and academic medical centers for talent for our community members. We needed to change. Instead of competing for talent, we needed to build talent. Partnering with City Colleges was a natural evolution. The Malcolm X Health Studies program is one of the strongest in the city. So it was a very easy decision to partner with Malcolm X in this regard. For those of you that also have not been to their site, I strongly encourage you to do so. The simulation center that you have set up on the Malcolm X campus is extraordinary. It provides learners right out of the gate an opportunity for that real-life hands-on experience in a hospital so that when they come to us, they hit the ground running. They're ready to enter a complex healthcare organization and not fall a few steps behind because they're not used to that care environment. So we've been very intentional in our partnership. We want to ensure that we are providing an opportunity for learners, but that we're also converting on that opportunity so that our students who are coming to us have an opportunity for gainful employment. So we intentionally place our students on units within departments where there are open positions or we know there will be positions that come open at the time of their graduation. We work very closely with the leadership and the staff at City Colleges, along with our teams, to ensure that the curriculum not only meets our needs, but the college's needs, and most importantly, the needs of the learner. I'll end by just reinforcing it's not just about the commitment for the pipeline program and those critical first point of entry positions, but it's building on that committee. So when you recruit those alumni and those individuals into your organization, to continue to provide them with a career ladder for internal professional growth. And I'll use the nurse associate degree as an example. As soon as nurses come into our program with an associate's degree, they're immediately offered an opportunity to enter a bachelor's of nursing program when they're ready. We cover all of the tuition, whether it's a direct tuition payment or a reimbursement model. They then have an opportunity to go on and become an advanced practice nurse or a certified registered nurse anesthetist, so continue to grow in their professional career. So it's not just about that initial commitment, but the ongoing commitment to these individuals. So thank you for your partnership. It has been, I think, a tremendous, tremendous success. And we're incredibly excited to see how this additional partnership continues to really strengthen and evolve the Chicagoland healthcare ecosystem, which is just so critical to the health of our city and allows us that opportunity to give back to our communities.
So let me...
So let me ask all of you, this is sort of whoever wants to answer, any or all of you, you know, on paper, this collaboration makes a huge amount of sense, but timing is interesting and timing matters. You know, what makes now the right moment to come together? What makes now the right moment to scale? And how are you guys going to ensure that Health Catalyst is built to last and endure, not just to launch? Go ahead.
Hey, I'll jump in. So, I mean, for us, it's a point of pride to really lean into our history around education and training. You know, for those who may not be aware, the concept of medical residency actually found its roots at Cook County Hospital back in the 1860s. So the way we train our doctors after graduation started at Cook County Hospital. And we even now have the largest single-site internal medicine residency training program in the country. Shifting to Provident Hospital, first black-owned and operated hospital, first site of the successful open heart court procedure, and it was one of the first in the country black nursing schools as well. Fast forward to today, we have our Providence Scholarship program that has recognized 257 scholarship awardees in its first 3 years. We're rolling into our fourth year this year, and we continue to grow year over year. And similarly, in terms of nursing training, we too, if you join Cook County Health as an RN, there's tuition coverage all the way through the terminal degree to become a DNP. So once you join, it's covered all the way through to become a provider. And I was standing at the Providence Scholarship last year, and I realized we don't have that front end of the funnel. We don't have a way for people to really get into healthcare, people who don't have that kind of healthcare interest yet. So this has really been an important step to really kind of start building the front end of that pathway. So we're starting with medical assistants, and it's a unique program in that we're going to start kind of three steps. It'll have the classroom piece to it, an apprenticeship piece to it, and then leading to employment. And that apprentice piece is going to be 3 months, and it'll keep students engaged at Cook County Health, keeping them at the bedside, working as apprentices, while they await their certificate, with the goal of then hiring them afterwards. And the MA program alone, we're estimating, in terms of sustainability was part of the question, the MA program alone, we're estimating just in agency reduction through this program, we'll realize an additional $1 million a year in savings. And that's $1 million a year that we can reinvest into expanding the programs. And we've kind of laid out a runway where we're looking at medical technicians, LPNs, and eventually in a few years we're hoping for an RN program as well. So really kind of being able to gain that inertia and reinvest in the program and continue growing.
So Penny, I wanted to answer it by saying, why now? Because there's leadership in place that's going to make this happen, okay? And, I will say, that has fully immersed himself, Dr. Makaitis, and his team. He's got an incredible team at Cook County Health that's growing by the day. And there's incredible leadership at City Colleges of Chicago. Executive Vice Chancellor Veronica Guerrero, President David Sanders, and Dean Tanny Stockgren, and Senior Vice President Roy Walker. We have the ingredients. Right. And that you got to build that up as institutions. And so I think the why now has to do, too, with the fact that we are ready. Both our institutions are ready to work together in a way that we may not have been ready yesterday. Right. I look back to our work with the University of Chicago. And by the way, for those that don't know, we are, in addition to the work we're doing with Cook County, we will be building a $60 million facility in Washington Park right next to a new a medical lab that the University of Chicago is building. Because, I said this earlier, we are going to respond to the opportunities in the economy. And all we really need are leaders like Dr. Makaitis. Leaders like President Zimmer, Paula Avasatos, and all the leadership that is here at Cook County, University of Chicago and Cook County Health. We need more of those kinds of leaders to activate these kinds of opportunities.
So let me ask a follow-up question. What's the biggest barrier, and maybe Christy, you, given your experience, can weigh in, what's the biggest barrier to delivering an excellent, supportive student experience? And what are you guys going to do to ensure that the participants feel supported and, successful?
I think, and maybe I'll describe it more as a challenge, because it's certainly a barrier that we were able to break down in our relationship with City Colleges. But it has to be a commitment to that partnership, to the collaboration, to continue to work together to ensure that we are meeting the needs of each of the organizations. But as I said earlier, most importantly, that we're meeting the needs of the students, the learners who are coming to us for that education and for those first entry positions that will hopefully lead to a much richer and much broader career. So it can be challenging, but you have to be intentional about it. You have to not just to commit on paper to what this looks like, but then really ensure that as you move through the process and continue to build and evolve it over the years, that it is a partnership that's flexible, that can respond to the successes of the programs, but the ongoing challenges, and pivot and make some of those changes as you move through.
So for the people in the room who want to be a part of this work, how do they get involved and how can they offer their support?
Well, I will say for anyone out there that has resources to bear, I will say there are resource needs that our students have, right?
Yes.
You know, part of getting through education is the fact that, and this is important for everybody to know, our students have high degrees of food insecurity, high degrees of housing insecurity. They have mental health and wellness needs. They live with trauma every single day, okay? The trauma you may hear about in Chicago, that's happening in our students' homes and our students' communities. And so we have an effort to make sure that we fully support our students in every single way, right? But if you are an employer out there and you have open jobs, right, this is your opportunity to get them filled, by the way. City colleges, I don't, healthcare, any field that you're talking about, we are going to be as aggressive as we've ever been about getting out there and meeting those particular needs. So I think those are the two areas, Penny, I would say, you know, where we could use additional support.
Well, please join me in thanking our speakers. And before we open it up to questions from the room, I just want to thank you for your incredible commitment to our city and to the people of our city and helping them find their way onto pathways in healthcare.
Thank you. I've got to thank you, Penny. We've all known Penny and Brian to make smart investments civically, philanthropically, and, you know, of course, in business over so many years. And common theme is that they invest in leaders. So it's great to see that these three leaders on the stage are in those positions, able to move this all forward. As you said it, Juan, thank you for joining us for this. Penny, Brian, and the team asked that we ask a few questions here because we know this is such an engaged already. So I do have a microphone. I have a couple pre-submitted. I see one right here. And if we could, we got just a few minutes. And if you could keep it short, I'll come and my best Bill Donahue, if I could get this one to work. Okay. Commissioner Gaynor, please introduce yourself.
Sure. I'm Bridget Gaynor, and I am a commissioner on the county board, which is how everyone at City Club knows me, but I also am an Aon, where we've had a 10-year partnership with City Colleges on apprentices. And so I can speak from massive amounts of experience that we started with them a decade ago, just like U of C, and across 110 employers now in Chicago and Cook County, you see apprentices everywhere. So there are now thousands of young people who went through City Colleges and are working in some of our biggest companies. So the quality is there and the desire is there and all of those things are there. And before I ask my question, I do just want to double down on this issue of leaders. And Brian made this point that philanthropy can innovate, it can fill in the cracks, but it cannot create from whole cloth. And what it needs is to build upon a foundation. So, you know, Juan, obviously Dr. Mikaitis, but I really want to call out President Preckwinkle because I don't think we could have had this conversation at Cook County Hospital 15 years ago. We couldn't have had it at City Colleges either. And so the direct, you know, the building to get to the point, it's like the Bonnie Raitt of overnight successes. So here we are. And now we get to do this amazing thing. So thank you for that. But my question is, we've had this apprentice experience with you, and it's been incredibly successful. What is different about what you're proposing now? How is this kind of an evolution, and what's going to be something different that we're going to see in this next opportunity for the young people?
I would say that the apprenticeship with Cook County Health is unique to Cook County Health, but can be replicated, right? And it comes from conversations with Cook County Health. It's going to be designed as a continuing education course, which is a little different, right? It's, as Dr. McKay said, it's 12 weeks in length, which is just about the time that, you know, on Cook County's health side, the hiring process is taking shape. So imagine you're getting paid to do this course that is helping you to get engaged and involved at Cook County Health and meet people and, you know, do rotations of sorts, right? And so they've helped design this, quite frankly. And at the end of the day, you're getting paid for 12 weeks as you await the job that you're about to take, right? And so what I'm saying is that I think we have some creative opportunities in the apprenticeship space, and we are looking for those kinds of opportunities with employers all across Chicagoland. It's not a one-size-fits-all. I don't know if you want to...
No, I think that hits it exactly on the head. It's looking for those partnerships, right? It's trying to find a way to yes, right?
I'm in the back center. And by the way, I didn't recognize earlier that Eric Smith is here, from, of course, from BMO, but from the Civic Committee. Thank you, and he's got a question.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and congratulations on this very important initiative. Just a question in terms of key takeaways for other business and civic leaders that are here from other sectors outside of healthcare. What can we learn from this sort of public-private partnership that would be scalable for us and other sectors?
Yeah, so okay. I think it's being in rooms exactly like this, right? And City Club especially, I think, take on a real Daniel Burnham vibe, right? Make no small plans. And, you know, finding those connections in this room, I'm sure there's some in this room, right, just waiting to be made. There may be some at your table that are waiting to be made. And finding your way to yes, as I just said. Yes, we can do this together. Yes, we can make an impact in Cook County. And think about your pinch points. Think about where you're stuck. Think about where there's friction. And then try to find people who are dealing with similar issues or may have already solved those issues, and then you can partner with them to solve them.
Okay, I have one more pre-submitted. I know I have one over here, but I think we're going to cut it to 3 minutes. Let me ask this one. I think it's a good question, and then if we have one more minute, we'll get to another. Health Catalyst is clearly well-designed for launch, but many workforce efforts struggle after the initial funding window. What specifically is different about this model that gives you confidence it can be sustained and scaled over time without ongoing philanthropic support? That comes from someone who's too shy to stand up, so.
This is the benefit of being partnering with a public institution like City Colleges of Chicago. The private investment that Penny and Brian are putting in is going to give us the ramp that we need to grow those programs where they have a sufficient tuition revenue to cover a good portion of the cost. And also to give us the on-ramp to utilize operating funds to supplement that to make it fully sustainable. And as Dr. McIdis said, Cook County Health estimates to have some savings that can be poured in, particularly to, you know, that paid experience, right, which is just so important. As Dr. McIdis said, they're not losing folks once they get in the job. You know, it's that moment when somebody is looking for a job in a market that's so plentiful, right? We got to keep them in Cook County. We got to keep them in Chicago. And that apprentice effort paid experiences, folks, for people that are coming out of their education is super important.
And I think just to tag on to that, I mean, we talked a little bit on the return on investment, right, where we'll realize just from the medical assistant program, we're anticipating $1 million a year. As we continue to expand that into other professions, there are more dollars behind that in terms of reduction agency that we can continue to invest in the training programs. And that's return on investment, right? Behind that, there's also return on mission, right, which I touched on right at the beginning, where it's about ensuring that the people who come to us for care are treated by people from their communities. And it's also about changing those communities, right, providing that gainful employment, ensuring that their families are lifted up and their communities are changed by these opportunities.
So I would agree with all of that. The one piece that I would add is in doubling down on the return on investment. It's the return on investment in individuals. You know, we're fostering this learning environment that begins with whatever school or college it is that you're working with, but you're continuing that within your organization. And like I said, building a career ladder and a professional pathway for those individuals so that they want to stay, so that you have those retention rates and they're as committed to the organization and the community in which the organization serves as we are committed to them. So it really is fostering a workforce that is coming to work every day with that pride and that commitment in the mission, vision, and values that you have as an organization.
Thank you. Penny, is there anything else that you want to close with? And if not, we can...
I just want to close by saying two things. First of all, Dan, thank you very much for hosting us and creating a venue for all of us to get together. I want to thank everybody in the room for agreeing to geek out on workforce training. Something we like to do, but maybe not what everybody does for lunch. Anyway, thank you for being here, and thank you to our panelists and our partners.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor, Chancellor, Secretary. Thanks to all of you. We have a lot more to come. Chicago's birthday is tomorrow. You all are going to be invited to a birthday party with Mayor Johnson and some others at the old pump house, water tower that City Club's hosting. We've got Valerie Jarrett coming up on March 10th and Reclaiming Chicago Cultural Capital on March 5th. Hope to see you all soon. Thanks again.